This week we learned that halacha is a shtar hedyotis, which is that shtar hedyot is important documents like a contract, a dira contract, apartment contract, or any passport or something which is important document. So that is also to read on Shabbos, which therefore becomes muksa on Shabbos. If Chazal went ahead and they made a iser to read other reading materials because you might come to read Shtar Dedyotis. The reason why they asked the Shtar Dedyotis is because most of them are business oriented and it gives a feeling of chol when you're reading these different. You read a receipt, a bill. It gives a feeling of chol on Shabbos, and Shabbos has to be felt that it's a different day. Shabbos is different than the rest of the week. The Chazal went ahead and they asked that other reading materials because you might come to read Shtar Dedyotis.
Is this Mechike and Ksiva as well?
Oh, that's very good. Ray Rosa got me. there's a second reason also. Good. Second reason, which is because of Shemi Yimchaik. That one might come to erase what's written in the document. So we have two reasons. Either because it gives a chol dik a feeling, or because of Shemi Yimchik. Now, what's included in this iser of other reading material, otu, started the Yaitais. So that's a big machlekes between the Rishonim down to the Paiskim. What are we referring to? Are we referring to all reading material except for Divrei Torah? Is the sheet of the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes it, and the Mishmaru says Yirei Shemaim should follow that, or anything which is Sifrei Chochma, any Sefer or any book that has in a Chochma is not included. That's the sheet of the Rashba, which the Shulchan Aruch also quotes as one of the deis. There are different sheetas. But it would seem from the halacha itself that anything which does not have chachma to it, just reading a novel, reading books, or reading magazines, should be included in this iser. Yet we find that on Shabbos afternoon, people wait for Shabbos afternoon to be able to read their mishpacha and their whatever other reading, Ahmadiyya, their amis, their zmans. So maybe zman has already chachma dika, but that's what you speak to. So what are the heterim? So again, a Yirei Shemayim, if he's able to, he's holding by Yirei Shemayim, so he would cut it all out. There were those Gedolim walking in the street, they wouldn't read the street sign. It says, Rechov Shmuel Navi, because of this Isser. But what are the heterim? So just there are clear heterim, and then there are heterim which are also machleksim. Clear heterim is the Tzarech Mitzvah. One needs to read up on something the tzarech for a mitzvah, that would be muta. The tzarech, haguf for let's say health, or if he's not well, so he has to read up on refuah. Refuah could also be a tzarech mitzvah. The mishmaru calls taking care of yourself is a tzarech mitzvah. But the tzarech haguf is information to know. In those days, the way they spread the information, whether you could go outside, whether there's a war going on or not, came through the newspaper. So it was a heter to read a newspaper on Shabbos because you had to know, can I leave my house or not? Is there, what are the dangers outside? Nowadays we have other ways of spreading the news. No one's relying on the newspaper for the news. So therefore this may not be a heter for nowadays for the newspapers. But something which is for the Tzarech HaGuf to give you information that you need to know, that would be mutter. Now, many Paiskim held that the main Isser is Shemi Yimchak, because you might come to a race. Therefore, the Merach Ar Zerua writes that the only time we have this Chashash is when you're reading something which we're worried that maybe the reading material itself could cause you a loss, and then you'll come to erase it. But if there's no Shem Yimchaik, then everything else will be mutter to read. Or, other Paiskim hold that the only time we worry based on the Gemara, it's Mashma and the Gemara, we're worried about Shem Yimchaik when you're reading it, the piv, when you're speaking it out. If you're just looking at it with your eye, just skimming through it or reading it with your eyes, also over there there's no chashem. You're not being ma'ayin, just reading it. If you're speaking it out, that's already iyun, which you might come to change something that's written over there. You'll correct something, but with your eyes, it'll be fine. There's a heter from the Shari Ephraim, which Rav Yashiv used to like a lot. Yashiv used to quote this heter a lot. The Shari Ephraim says that it has to be doime teshtari adyotis, which has to be a document. Anything which is in a bound book will not be included in this. If it's stapled together, if it's bound together, it's not included in this gezeira. The
all the reasons?
What?
For all the reasons that we said?
Yeah, because not doime teshtari adyotis. Could be you shouldn't do it because it will, if it will give you that chodek of feeling, but they did not make the gzeira on that. On that they didn't make the iser. So that's exactly what we're discussing now. Is a mutter to read a novel? So we're saying that let's go through the cheshbonos. Tzarech mitzvah. I don't think the tzarech mitzvah. Tzarech guf is not giving you the information. May you go. You have the heter of the merachar's rule that. Big deal if you read it or not. It's not gonna, whether it's written, what's written in there is not going to cause you a hefset. So we're not worried. You can come to Shem Yimcha. It's a bound book, so you have the heter of the Shari Ephraim. If you read it with your eyes without reading it out loud, also you have the heter of Iyun B'lo Kriya. So you're just reading it without reading it out with your mouth. There's another heter also. So that's it. Does these achrayim? These Paiskim held that the main reason is the Shemi Imchak. And therefore they held that if we get out of the problem Shemi Imchak, then already will be Mutta. The next heter is the Bhagavad Ram says, if it's an Oinik for you. So it's also a question if there is a heter Oinik. Last week we were discussing walking quickly, running, or jumping. So we said for Bachurim, Hamasangin, young boys that enjoy jumping and running, so for them it's mutter to do because it's an oinik for them. The question is, can we carry over the heter from last week's halachas to this week's halachas? Magen Avraham held yes, other paiskim held no. So therefore, this heter alone is also a question. But if we put that term together, if a person gets an oinik from it, and he's doing it, even like Kriya is just reading it with his eyes without speaking it out, and for sure, if there's some chokhmah in it, if there is chokhmah in it, so then there's definitely on whom to be meikel and to read it. But like I said, a yirei shemayim may be nizer. A person should work towards that he doesn't have to read any of these things because of the other reason that it gives a choldik, a feeling for the Shabbos. That's a good point. Achanim quoted the Ramah. The Ramah says that there's a special heter when it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, so you learn the language of the Torah. So if it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, something which will help you learn better, will get you familiar with the language, that's also a heter. It's another heter to be mistar. So read, Zevi, read some Hebrew novels. Okay? Fine. But it has to be a oinig also. So,
Gemara.
What? Gemara. Yeah, actually, you are right. Very good. You never left it, the Gemara. So, women which don't have Gemara to learn, so then, so for them, it's for sure, there's much more makim to be matter for them to be meikel. But us that we have Gemara to learn, so then definitely we have what to read on Shabbos if we don't have to come on to reading that. The same idea will apply to, let's say, advertisements. So advertisements could be shtar dehed. It's business oriented. They're selling this and this thing. They're advertising. They're selling houses, cars, which is mechomemka. It gives a feeling of chol. However, if it's not negated to you, you know, you're reading and you're reading the mishpacha about buying one of these houses which are going for $1 million or $2 million, and it's just not negated to you. I mean, if it's negated to you, then it's a good investment. But If it's not negates, you said then it could then also there's many paiskim say. So then it's not asa. Or if you just glance at it, if you're just glancing at it, it'll be fine. Like menus. A menu also is brought down in the Gemara and Halacha, that someone writes a menu, or they write out all the archim that's supposed to come. They wrote a list of all the bachim that's supposed to come over for the Suda. Now they want to read it. So you can't read it as thoroughly to be ma'ayna to, because afraid maybe you'll be yimchak, you'll change the menu around. So you have to glance at it. You can look at it, but look at it quickly. Iyim b'lay kriya, and then that will be mutta. These Torah papers that they give out obviously are mutter. Mar Mekoymes sheets of Shom Mutter. There's no Tzadeh Dash Yasa. Invitations. I'm sorry. Invitations. You have a Chasna invitation or Bar Mitzvah invitation. So we also, is it Mutter to read or not? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that that there's no issa to read a chasna invitation or a bar mitzvah invitation. It wasn't included in the Gzeiros Chazal of Shtar De'Adyotis. Why? Because the reason is, because again, Rav Shlomo Zalman used to go with this yisoid over and over, that something which you're not ma'ayin into it, you're not mizboinin into it, you don't think into it, would be mutter to read it quickly. When you have an invitation, you don't care about everything that says on it. You read all the words, you search for the name, and the place and the time. If you know who it is already, just search for the for where it's going to be and what time it is. So that's matter. That is matter. Yeah. Instructions for a game. So that could be already chachma. You need to know how to play the game. So it's makam to be mekel al sefer chachma. Recipes. For you or for your wife?
No. To make sure one's making a salad dressing, whatever. She can make it on Shabbos.
So then there's no problem. If she can make it on Shabbos, then it's yeah, it's better to look at it quickly just to get an idea of it.
What about letters for those people who still write letters?
Right, so what about, the question was, what about letters? You know what it is? So what about letters? The question is, can you read it? So the het over there would be, if you never read it before, maybe there's some important information. But like we said, nowadays we don't really have that heter, because no one's writing important information in a letter. Important information is being sent otherwise. So you don't have the heter that they used to speak about. If you read it already once, it's also more kuladik that now you can read it. But it goes into it. If it'll be oinig or one of these satara that we mentioned, it'll be fine. Same thing with captions. We also learned captions were included in this isser. So also, one should be careful not to read the caption out loud. Just look at it with your eyes, go skim through it, and then if you want, if you're reading a book to a child, so you can look at it with your eyes and then speak it out in your own words. Say, oh, look at the picture over here. Picture of David and Goliath fighting each other.
Why, if you're reading a book to someone and there's a caption under a picture, is that different than the actual book itself?
Because it's more daima to start the date. It's like a line of information about something.
So a kid's describe book, if there's a picture book, is
same thing.
Those are all considered captions?
Not really, but the
everything's being described. Everything's described.
Sure, the picture. I hear what you say. But I think that's still called a book. Okay, and then just to end off again with the Shari Ephraim, which Rav Yashiv used to speak out a lot of times, was that anything which is bound also has a strong side to be matter. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.